All right, happy now to be back with Danvers High School hockey coach Kevin Fassett. Coach, welcome back. How are you doing?
Great. Hey, how are you guys?
We're okay. The same. A little cold up in ski country this weekend, but that's what it should be. So, Coach, I got to get right to this Beverly rivalry. Three times you guys have played already this season. You had split going into yesterday's game, and just tell me about the rivalry, because it's really something, the three games you guys have played.
Yeah, no, the AD's, what happened is PVD unfortunately couldn't, you know, have a team this year, so I think we kind of looked around, and I know that the game, the history of the game between Beverly and Danvers has usually been pretty good back and forth, so I think both the AD's agreed to it. We were obviously fine with it as coaches, and, you know, that was the third time we played, and, it was good. I mean, each game was, you know, pretty competitive. You know, the first game, obviously it was close. Second game, they kind of blew us out a little bit. And this third game, obviously going to overtime is very close too. So hopefully it was good for the fans and, you know, kind of help, kind of keep promoting hockey.
How does it work? How do you guys prepare for overtime? And tell me what, I guess is your third overtime game. So you guys are pretty experienced with it, but, how does that work in high school hockey and what changes have you had to make in coaching in terms of preparing for this new rule?
Yeah, I mean, each kid has a different skill set, and you try to play into, you know, how that kind of comes out with overtime at 4-4, as everyone knows about. And certain guys are better in certain space, and certain guys are better in a system. So you got to kind of have to, it's a little bit of a guessing game based on personnel and matchups and stuff like that you try to do in the overtime. And there's a lot of space in there, and there's a lot of good scoring chances. So it's a really cool rule. I kind of wish I'd been more conservative, to be honest with you, you know, keeping more defensemen out there. But you know, I was kind of wishing one team would get 1 point for even going to overtime, but it's kind of, you know, all or nothing with that stuff. So it's very nerve-wracking and fun at the same time.
A loaded question. Where did the 2 point, 0 point overtime come from? Because, you know, traditionally it's always been, you tie, it's a point apiece in high school hockey. Let's go to the next game.
I believe, I could be wrong on this, so, you know, don't quote me completely, but
okay.
I thought it was a new algorithm with the power ratings that they found it was easier to not have ties or to not get points that way,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not 100% sure on that. So
yeah.
I thought it was kind of how it was explained to me. You know, I personally wish if there's a way they could figure out to get a point for the team that goes to overtime, that would be kind of something that kind of look at moving forward, but I'm not 100% sure where that really kind of came from, but I think it's because of that equation with the new power rating.
Yeah, I was against the new rules, you know, in the NHL when they went to the shootout thing, so one team would get that extra point. But now I'm kind of used to it, and I really miss the 1 point tie, you know, in high school hockey. I know it was a nuisance for a lot of teams but for other teams, nobody was happy with a tie, I guess, is it also. But if you got one, you got a point. Coming up, Coach, you got, a big rivalry game coming up on Saturday, I believe it is, at the Talbot up in Gloucester.
Yeah. I mean, that's I'm new to it. You know, obviously first year coach with that, and you know, with those games, we hope our guys, you know, are going to work hard and keep doing the things we've been doing and kind of stay the course. Obviously, they're very explosive offensively. You know, I from what I've seen, they're very well coached and organized, and we have a nice uphill climb ahead of us. So we got a lot of work to do to prepare for that, and then hopefully, you know, we got a good fan base going on both ends, and yeah, keep you know, put a good product on the ice.
Yeah, it's always fun, Gloucester, Danvers. Coach, finally tell me a little bit, please, about your offense, and then maybe who's doing it for you on defense, you know, in terms of, you're at the midway point now, so who's producing for you?
Yeah, we're kind of by committee with that stuff. You know, I think the leading goal scorer is Mike D'Alessio with 4, but everyone kind of has around that, not everyone, but some guys have the 2 and 3 goals, mm-hmm. and assists, so it's kind of by committee, and we kind of do it within the system, you know, until someone kind of emerges, maybe some more time, you know, we'll really see who's going to put the puck in the back of the net the most. But as of right now, it's been pretty steady. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if, like, anyone's jumping out on the points, like maybe with assists if I really look at it. But right now, we're just trying to play good hockey, you know, play good team defense, and, you know, keep the game simple, and just, you know, me being a new face and new to these kids, trying to get caught up with them and get them in the right position. So obviously put us in a place to be successful.
Do you get a lot of kids on the ice? As, you know, you get the 2 minute penalties and, with the OT and stuff, you're getting a lot of guys off the bench?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the game too. I mean, sometimes you got to shorten your bench, you know,
mm-hmm.
depending on what you see and read. And I thought last game we shortened the bench a little bit. And sometimes that works out for you. Sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, trying to get the third and fourth line out there, sometimes depending on matchups, especially if you have the last change, you know, so the first two times we were away, so we didn't get the last change there, so we had to kind of, you know, we couldn't match it up as much as I wanted to personally, but, yeah, we've tried to get most people on the ice as much as possible, but, you know, depends on the circumstance and where people are in their game at that time.
You got a good record in the league, you got a good record overall. What's your goaltending like?
Braden's been great. He's a freshman goalie. So, you know, I was really impressed to see his poise, and not so much when he's playing well, is that if something doesn't go his way, how he's able to bounce back. That's always big with a goalie. I never played goalie, but I imagine there's a lot of pressure and things like that, and we've been trying to, you know, help him out and hopefully keep the shots down and, you know, clear up rebounds. But he's done a great job playing between the pipes in a first-year young kid, and he's got some wins underneath his belt against good teams. So really impressed with his start to his high school career so far.
Goaltenders are special people. I know that. They got to have a very special mindset. Coach, again, finally, I guess I want to wrap it up by asking your mid-season critique of the team. How are you? Where are the kids in terms of what you were hoping for?
You know, it's funny. We're kind of playing day by day. We set a goal early of making the tournament, so you know, I think we're on pace to do that, which is great, and we got to reevaluate. So I guess at the halfway point, if we're 6-3-1, that's not bad. You know, there's some things we definitely want to clean up, but, you know, our goal is moving forward is to kind of finish that second half the same way we started. And, yeah, no, we're happy with where we're at right now. I think it's kind of, as far as expectations, they were kind of wide open. You know, being a new coach, new system, a lot of new players, really young, in certain positions, you know, and we got some older guys in other spots, but, now, me getting to know the team, to answer your question, I really didn't know. I just was caring about our guys working hard and be, you know, just doing the right thing and being good people. And that was kind of our goal. And the wins will come as they come. So.
Okay. Yeah. You know, you've been a new coach a couple of times in different situations. So what's your feel about the chemistry of these guys? Are they picking up what you're laying down?
Yeah. I think so. It takes time. You know, it does. So we're not where we want to be yet, but I think they're starting to believe in each other and play for each other. It's mm-hmm. something all coaches push for. And we're getting there. You know, I don't think we're 100% there yet, which is something I got to work on and coach a little bit better. But I think it's good with the new assistants and obviously everybody brand new and a young team that the guys are coming together. And it's still a work in progress, so we'll see.
I appreciate the time as always, Kevin, and we'll talk to you later. Good luck this week.
Yes, sir. Thank you for everything you guys do.
Thank you, Coach. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. That is Danvers High School hockey coach Kevin Fassett with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.